USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was joined by San Francisco Mayor London Breed and Representative Mark Desaulniers on Monday, where she was promptly interrupted by a heckler.
This is it.
How President Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill could impact safety in the city was the topic of discussion. Pelosi said she and her colleagues in Congress are committed to getting Build Back Better passed. She added that she has hope Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia will find his way. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck offshore in the Cape Mendocino area of Northern California. The quake struck at a depth of 5.6 miles in the Pacific Ocean, about 24 miles away from the tiny community of Petrolia along the rocky wilderness of California's Lost Coast region in Humboldt County. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas resident and Marine veteran Ryan Nichols is being held in the special unit in the D.C. jail for January 6th defendants. Nichols is being held indefinitely without bail. On Monday, Brian Nichols went before Reagan-appointed Judge Thomas Hogan in a D.C. court. During his hearing, the judge and the Biden DOJ defended his treatment and isolation using COVID as an excuse. On Monday, Judge Hogan ordered the release of 3 hours of Capitol surveillance video from inside the West Terrace Tunnel on January 6th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday was asked if the Biden administration will change the definition of fully vaccinated to include booster shots.
I think Dr. Fauci has said it's not a matter of if, but when. And then obviously we base any of our policies from the federal government on the CDC guidance. So that would be the first step if and when they were to change that.
This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texans are proud of their state's government for building a border wall, even if it does come at a cost to the state's taxpayers. State Representative Brian Harrison, a former chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services during the Trump administration, said on Newsmax.
So I do think my friends, neighbors, colleagues, my constituents are proud to see their government standing up and doing something that is unprecedented. We have now a state stepping up, reallocating resources to secure the sovereignty and the integrity of the border of the United States. It's something that we need to do, and it's unfortunate we're here, but I'm very proud to be part of a state that's stepping up, fighting back against the federal government's inaction on the border.
The lawmaker added that the border is the main issue in Texas among voters. The Department of Justice announced on Monday funding for a new initiative aimed at reducing violent crime. The DOJ says it's steering $1.6 billion toward addressing a range of public safety challenges, according to a department press release. These grants are meant to help support the department's comprehensive strategy for reducing violent crime, announced in May, and to advance President Joe Biden's comprehensive strategy to prevent and respond to gun crime and ensure public safety, released in June. The awards are coming from the Justice Department's Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant, or JAG, program, and will be distributed to all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and a list of U.S. territories. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.